Well, we might say, well, what is God's name? And in Exodus 34, verses 14 and 15, God said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Lord God in the Hebrew is Yahweh Elohim. And in the Hebrew, names and titles have meanings. And the Lord God, the meaning of that Yahweh Elohim, translated in the Authorized Version as Lord God, is He who will be mighty ones. So God's name is Yahweh, and as we'll see in a moment, it expresses His purpose. God wants people to be like Him. And in the end, the earth will be populated by people who are exactly like Him, not in power, of course, or things like that, but they will reflect God's character, they will have His nature in that they are immortal. Now, in the Rotherham translations of the Bible, it describes what Yahweh really means and what God's purpose is. And so here is a note from the introduction to Rotherham's translation, which is also known as the Emphasized Bible. The name Yahweh itself signifies He who becometh. The reasons for this conclusion are two. First, that it gives the simplest, most obvious, most direct force to the derivation of the name itself, as generally admitted. Yahweh is almost always regarded as the third person, singular, masculine, imperfect tense from the root H-A-W-A-H, an old form of the root H-A-Y-A-H. The one meaning of H-A-W-A-H is become. So the force of Yahweh thus derived as a verb would be He will become, or as expressive of use and want, He becometh. Then passing into use as a noun, it is He who becometh. Yahweh is the becoming one. The becoming one. And all that simply means, ladies and gentlemen, is this. That God wants people to be like Him. He wants to become in that sense. In the kingdom, which will be established at the end of the 1,000-year reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, the whole earth will be populated with people whom God has become in the sense that they will have His nature, they will think like Him, they will act like Him, they therefore will be immortal like Him. So Yahweh is the God who will reveal Himself to others. He will become. He will give them His nature, and they will thus be immortal like Him. In the end, the whole world will be populated by people who think as God thinks, who act as God would act in all the circumstances in which they find themselves, and who are immortal like God Himself. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the God of the Bible, and this was His intention in creating humankind. In a statement, we can summarize this teaching in this way. Why did God create humankind? Men and women were not ushered into being for the purpose of being saved or lost. God manifestation, now that term might be not clear to you, so if we think about it as people being like God Himself, that is people being immortal and thinking and acting like God Himself, that's what we mean by God manifestation. God manifestation, not human salvation, was the grand purpose of God. God intends to enthrone Himself on the earth and in so doing develop a divine family from among men, every one of whom shall be spirit because they are born of the Spirit. and that this family shall be large enough to fill the whole earth when perfected, to the entire exclusion of flesh and blood. So you see, there's a point at which faithful men and women are going to be immortalized. They're going to be given God's nature. And so that is going to happen at the return of Christ. So what is the message of the Bible? The message of the Bible is that Christ is coming. Christ is coming. And God, the God of the Bible, wants to reveal himself in you. He wants to do that now. He wants you, as far as possible, in your mortal state, to think like God and to act like him in the circumstances in which you find yourselves. And after the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, if we do that successfully in the period of our probation, he will change. Christ will change this mortal body and give us a glorious immortal body like God himself. So that's what God wants to do. The God of the Bible wants to reveal himself in you. The question is this, ladies and gentlemen. Will you let him? Will you let him?